The survey was conducted along three categories identified as areas where the country has the greatest challenge in the oil and gas sector. These are inadequacies in the governance framework, weak integration of the sector into the rest of the national economy, and poor spending of oil and gas revenues. The chairman of the Civil Society Platform on Oil and Gas, Dr. Steve Mantial, in announcing this in Accra, said the PNC's manifesto for the 2016 elections better captures the three thematic areas and has superior propositions to addressing the challenges in the future.
Overall, the PNC polled the highest total average score for the full complement of policies and programs for the oil and gas sector. Its total average is 9.81, representing a total percentage average of 65%. It is followed by the CPP with 9.64 total average score, representing 64%. The MPP placed third with a total average of 9.15, representing 61%, and the NDC with a total average score of 8.86, representing 59%. So the NDC came fourth. It is the view of a civil society platform on oil and gas that all the policy proposals of the contesting political parties captured in its poll have their own individual strengths and weaknesses. However, when put together, the various proposals make a comprehensive package of policies that have the potential to help Ghana better manage its petroleum resources to reap greater benefits for its people. The Civil Society Platform on Oil and Gas, therefore, urges whichever party that wins Wednesday's elections to find a way of pulling together ideas from the other parties to enhance its policies and programs for exacting maximum benefits from the country's petroleum resources. The platform commits to work with the next government, regardless of who wins the elections, in addressing the identified governance challenges in the oil and gas sector. And the group stands ready to engage in the post-election phase of its project and to hold the winning party accountable to the pledges made in the run-up to the elections.
This poll is perhaps a pointer to the electorate who are concerned about the management of the petroleum resources of the country. As the saying goes, your vote is your power. Vote wisely. Better governance in the oil and gas sector should be among your signposts to the polling station.